I have exciting news about the future of Architecture Business Club beyond this podcast. In this episode of Architecture Business Club, the weekly podcast for solo and small firm architecture practice owners just like you who want to build a profitable future-proof architecture business that fits around their life. I'm the host, John Clayton, and if you want a business in architecture that gives you more freedom, flexibility and fulfillment, then go to architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint and download the Architecture Business Blueprint. It's the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists and architectural designers, and it's absolutely free as a gift from me. Now let's talk about the changes coming in Architecture Business Club. Hello everybody and welcome to the show today. I'm really excited to get the chance to chat with you about some of the changes that are coming up in Architecture Business Club. So you might be wondering what is changing. Don't panic, nothing is happening to the podcast. The podcast is not going anywhere. Still going to be coming out same time, same day, every single week. But what is changing is what else is on offer from Architecture Business Club beyond the podcast. It was never really intended to just be a podcast. I'd always had a bigger vision for Architecture Business Club. And really, I think a lot of that comes down to wanting to create a community, something that I didn't feel that I had, and I still don't feel that we really have within the architecture industry, that it does still seem to be very fragmented, and we've got RIBA in one corner, CIAT, and then all sorts of other organisations, and nowhere central for everybody to kind of get together, to be able to socialise, to share what we know, to support each other with our businesses, to improve the industry as a whole. And that was really the whole reasoning behind starting up Architecture Business Club. It was never intended to just be a podcast. And the last few months has been absolutely incredible. I've had such an amazing reception to the podcast itself. But I've reached out and spoken to some of the listeners, and I've had comments and feedback that's come in, and people want more. And I know that in my own experience, particularly as a sole practitioner, that I wanted more. Podcasts are amazing, they're an amazing resource to be able to hear from other people, but they're essentially a broadcast. It's one way. And what I wanted to look to do was to look at how could we make Architecture Business Club much more interactive so that we can really start building a community beyond the podcast audience. So with that in mind, what is new? What are the new things that I've got prepared for you already? And what are the new things that are in the pipeline? So the very first thing is a brand new website for Architecture Business Club. So there was a previous version of the website, which was essentially just the podcast episodes on a simple web page. And I know that in past episodes, I have directed people to my older website, which is more for my architectural design clients. And I was making changes on that. And I just thought, you know what? This is just getting a bit confusing for everybody. What we really need is just a brand new website, architecturebusinessclub.com. So there's just an easy, memorable place to people can go to online and not only find the podcast, but find any other new resources or any new things that we launch as we further develop the Architecture Business Club community. So go and head over there, go and check out architecturebusinessclub.com and let me know what you think. I would love to hear your feedback. It is early days, so the site is still it might not be perfect. In fact, actually, you can go and test the site. Like if you find anything, if there's a link that doesn't work, if there's something that doesn't make sense or whatever, drop me a message and let me know, because I am testing things. But I wanted to try and overcome my perfectionism, because the last website took an awful long time to launch into the world. This website, I literally made a decision about 2 weeks ago that we need a new website, and I just wanted to get it done as quickly as possible, get the minimum viable version of the website out into the world so that people can start using it, start finding it, and then we can further develop it as we go. So go and check it out, architecturebusinessclub.com. The next thing I wanted to share is something that I've actually been working on this for quite a while. It's not necessarily been a secret, but I've not really been talking about it so much. And it is a document that I've prepared called the Architecture Business Blueprint. And I've probably spent a good chunk of time over the last 2 or 3 months getting this ready to release into the world and to give to everybody. It is based on over a decade's experience working as a sole practitioner and my experiences working and collaborating with other small practices. And not to mention, you know, I'm not going to say that I know everything here because this is a journey. You know, every day is a learning day, but not to mention my expanding knowledge about business sales and marketing that I've developed over the last 5 or 6 years through attending business and marketing conferences, workshops, investing in online training sessions, intensive reading, and interviewing some of the smartest people in business and architecture on this very podcast. So I've tried to distill all of that and to put it into this document, which essentially it's like a framework that you can use for your own business in architecture. And people often charge for this, but I'm giving it to you absolutely free. You can download it today without any charge at architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint. Go ahead and check it out. I think it's going to be really helpful. Everyone's going to get something different out of it depending on what stage you're at. I think if you're at the startup phase, there's going to be lots of useful things in there that you can work through. It's a step-by-step process that you can go through. But equally, if you've been in business for a while and maybe there's a part of your business that isn't working so well, maybe that's could be to do with not getting enough leads or a new marketing strategy, or maybe it's some of the fundamentals that, like when I started my business, there was certain things that just happened by accident and they weren't necessarily intentional. The document also covers some of the foundational stuff that you can think about. Really just make sure that the business that you've created and that you're growing and developing over time is one that's aligned to your own values and your goals and your aspirations. And what you're going to do is create a business that fits around your life and not make a rod for your own back and create a business that you end up falling out of love with. So this is what we want to try and avoid. And I believe that the Architecture Business Blueprint will help you to do that. So go and download it today. Go and grab it. If you've got any questions about it or any feedback for me, then do let me know. The next thing I wanted to talk about is community. I mentioned earlier in this episode that Architecture Business Club was always intended to be more than just a podcast. The clue's really in the name, like the reason that I loved that name, that we had the club aspect of it, was that that was what I'd always envisaged it to be, that it would be a club of people in the architecture business world working together. We were all running architecture businesses. We understood each other. We understood the challenges that we had to go through in this industry. So the vision was to have a place where architecture business owners can get together. We can support each other, learn from each other, whatever your professional title. So whether you're an architect or an architectural technologist, or maybe you're an architectural designer. Maybe you're very experienced in the industry, but maybe you're not registered to one of those professional organizations. I don't care. Like, I don't mind. That's absolutely fine. There's some very talented designers out there, just as there are talented architects and talented architectural technologists. I don't care what your professional title is. I want to be able to help all of you and to be able to give all of you access to a community of like-minded people so that you're not segregated into RIBA or CIAT. This can be a central place where all of us can get together. And not just to focus all on the business side of things, maybe just to like have a bit of fun, to socialize as well. I mean, that, I think that's one of the things that's really missing. When you start your own business, it can be a really lonely place, and you miss out on all those opportunities for social events and get-togethers, all of those things as well. So what I'd really love, like I could talk all day about this sort of thing, but that's just based on my experience. What I would like to hear about is, I want you to tell me about your experience, and I'd like you to tell me what features and benefits that you would like to see as part of this new architecture community. For example, like, do you want a discussion group online? Do you want like a forum for conversations? And if you do, like, where would you want it to be? You know, do you want it to be somewhere like a Facebook group? Not everyone's a fan of Facebook. Do you want it to be somewhere totally separate from social media, like an independent discussion forum, like a membership site that you can download an app for and have those conversations? Do you want webinars or online courses on specific topics to help you with your business? Would you like us to run Q&A sessions with guest expert speakers, or maybe even me? Maybe you'd like to pick my brain sometime. Or maybe you'd like to see more in-person events. Maybe you'd like an annual conference focused on the business side of architecture, or workshops, one-day events, maybe some regional social events, or maybe even a weekend retreat. Like, how amazing would that be to have a weekend retreat with some like-minded architecture business owners to talk about business, but also to make some memories together, to have some fun? So to have your say on the Architecture Business Club community and get access to an exclusive WhatsApp discussion group, join our waitlist today. You can find a link to join the waitlist in the show notes. One thing I am absolutely certain will form a part of this new Architecture Business Club community is a mastermind group. I'm really passionate about mastermind groups. I've been in several over the years, and they are such a fantastic way to achieve your goals in business and to get some support. Masterminds are usually a small group of people. By small, it could be anything from two or three to maybe a dozen or so. There are some mastermind groups that I've seen that are much larger than that, that have maybe got like 50 people in it. For me, I think probably the sweet spot is, you know, maybe no more than maybe 10 to 12 people. These are usually people that have got similar goals, who meet on a regular basis to help each other out in achieving them. Mastermind groups offer support, accountability, and motivation to really make things happen, and they can be a lot of fun too. To learn more about mastermind groups, go and listen to episode 18, where I chatted with expert business mentor Chris Ducker about masterminds in much more depth. And again, to be the first to hear about the Architecture Business Mastermind Group and to get the opportunity to be part of its formation, please join the waitlist. And remember, you'll get access to that exclusive WhatsApp discussion group. You can find a link to join the waitlist in the show notes. There's another thing I wanted to talk about today, and that is one-to-one coaching, mentoring, and consulting. It is hard doing everything on your own, and sometimes you need somebody else by your side to help you along the way. Particularly if you're in a time of change, like, you know, maybe you're just looking to start your business, or you've recently started up, or maybe you're changing up your services, or you recognize that something in your architecture business just isn't working anymore and you need to fix it. So group programs and masterminds can certainly help with those issues, but there are times when investing in some one-to-one support is just the best way to go. And often this can just be for a season. Maybe it's for 3 months, 6 months. Maybe it could be a year, depending on the nature of the changes, but usually it's not something that's a long-term solution. So I offer a mixture of coaching, mentoring, and consulting, depending on what stage you're at in your business and what it is specifically that you need support with. The spots are limited. You can email me at john, that's J-O-N, at architecturebusinessclub.com or message me on social media to learn more about working with me on a one-to-one basis. So there was quite a bit to run through there. I hope you're feeling as excited about all of this as me, because it is, now I'm kind of talking about it and sharing it with you, I am starting to feel really excited about it. There's been a lot of work that I've been doing in the background over the last couple of months that I haven't really shared about online. I haven't really talked about it on the podcast or where I'm on LinkedIn, where I usually hang out. But I am really excited about this. And I'm at the point where I'm basically firing myself from my old job. That's the best way to describe it. That I really feel that I want to put 100% of my energy and my time into Architecture Business Club to be able to support other people on their journey in architecture. So I look forward to sharing more news with you about all of this very soon. Next time, I'll be chatting with Nikita Morel about probably the most underrated marketing tool, email newsletters. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Architecture Business Club. If you liked this episode, think other people might enjoy it, or just want to show your support for the show, then please leave a glowing 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It would mean so much to me and makes it easier for new listeners to discover the show. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you want to connect with me, you can do that on most social media platforms. Just search for @MrJohnClayton. The best place to connect with me online, though, is on LinkedIn. You can find a link to my profile in the show notes. Remember, running your architecture business doesn't have to be hard, and you don't need to do it alone. This is Architecture Business Club.